Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah, again, starting on 12b, Yud Beis Amid Beis. Oh, thank you, at the two dots. The Mishnah mentions that on Yom Kippur, there's a very special sacrifice that's brought. It's called the Sa'ir La'azazel, the goat sent to the wilderness. And the Mishnah said that that goat sent to the wilderness atones for virtually everything. Al Sh'ar Averos Shebatorah, for all other Averos in the Torah, Hakalos v'achamuros, light averos, severe averos, sedonos, shkagos, deliberate and mistakes. Sayer mishdaleach is machaber. Asks the Gemara, if you look at that Mishnah, if you look at our Mishnah, hainu kalos, it says light averos. Then it says again, hainu asei velotasi, aseis and lotasi. That's the same thing as light averos. It says chamuros, severe averos. That's the same thing as averos that get death penalty or averos that get kares. Then the Mishnah says hoda. He knew about it. Hainu mezi. That's the same thing as saying if it's on purpose. Then it says lo hoda. If he didn't know about it. So hainu shogig. That's an avera where he did something by mistake. So why keep repeating it? Amar Rav Yehuda explained. Hachi kamar, this is the way to understand the Mishnah's repetition. Al-Sha'ar Averos Shebatorah, most of the Mishnah talked about the sin of defiling the temple, of an impure person walking into the temple. But in all the other Averos in the Torah, Bein Kalos, Bein Chamuros, whether they are light or strict, Bein Shasan, B'Shogeg, whether they were done by mistake, let's say he's not sure if he did an avera. He ate a piece of meat. He ate a piece of meat. There were two pieces in front of him. One was treif, one was kosher. He doesn't know which one he ate. Ein shasan b'mezid. Or if he does something on purpose. Va'osan shasan b'shogeg. And those that were done by mistake. Being Shinodalos Fekan, whether he knows that what he did is a safek, or being lo nodalos fekan, maybe he doesn't even know what he did. He doesn't even know that he's in a state of safek. Ve'eluhein kalos. And then the Mishnah is explaining what are light averos, asei velo tasei. Ve'eluhein chamuros. What are severe averos, krisos, umisas best. Anyway, all of these sins through the goat sent to the wilderness, he gets atonement. So now the Gemara asks a question. We said that a man would get atonement because of the goat sent to the wilderness. Hayasei heichi dami. What's the case that he violated a positive command? Let's say he didn't shake lulav, he didn't eat carbon pesach, and through the goat sent to the wilderness on Yom Kippur, he gets atonement. Idlo avetshuva. If he hasn't repented for the sin, how could a carbon work for him? Zevach Rishayim To'eva. The Pasuk says in Mishle, the offerings of wicked people are an abomination. So if he didn't do tshuva, he's still a wicked person. So the offering can't help him. Idavit tshuva. Now if he did tshuva, that's why it's not an offering of a wicked person. Kol yom anami. Then once he did tshuva, whatever day it was, he already got the atonement. The Tanya, as we learned in a Bryce in the end of Masechet Yoma, Avraham mitzvah sasev yasa tshuva. If a person violates a positive command, and then repents, lo zaz mishamat shemochon lo. He doesn't need to move. That itself is the forgiveness. He doesn't need to do anything. Just the repentance already grants him the forgiveness. So, why would you ever need a sar mishtaleach? If he didn't do tshuva, it can't work because he's still a rasha. A carbon can't work for a rasha. If he did tshuva, the tshuva alone wiped it away. Amar Reb Zeir answered, Bomi b'mirda. He didn't do tshuva. He's still rebelling. So you ask, how could the Sar Mishtaleach help him? The answer is, the answer is like this. Rebihi, this is the view of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. The Tanya we learned in Masechta Yoma. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe's view is, Al kol aveiros shebatorah, all the sins of the Torah, Bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva. Whether he repented or not. Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Yom Kippur itself, with the Sar Mishtaleach, creates atonement. So the idea that Zevach B'Shoim To'eva, that the offering of a wicked person doesn't work for him, is true the whole year. But on Yom Kippur, it's not true. Because on Yom Kippur, the power of Yom Kippur is so powerful, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that Yom Kippur with karban, the carbon of Sar Mishtaleach, will wipe away even sins that he didn't do tshuva about. So when would a person ever get punished for a sin? If he does the sin before Yom Kippur, and he gets punished before Yom Kippur. But if he did a sin earlier in the year, and then he had Yom Kippur, even if he didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur will wipe away everything.
Even a death penalty?
That's what it sounds like, yes.
Why can't we ask the same question about any karban? You bring a chatas, you have to have done tshuva, otherwise you're a Russian.
Yeah, because a chatas.
That's
fine, because a chatas is for a lav, and a lav doesn't get wiped away with just tshuva.
What
was this? An asay. A mitzvah's asay gets wiped away with just tshuva. But here we said in the Mishnah that the Sar Mishtaleach wipes away mitzvah's asay. So why do we need that?
So the day after Yom Kippur again, you start sinning, and then
the problems start again, according to Rabbi.
What are we doing?
Maybe Rabbi doesn't agree with that. So, but there are exceptions to this rule. What are the very bad sins that Yom Kippur does not wipe away? No, well, maybe that's true, but that's not what he mentions here. Number one, chutz miporek ol. An exception to this would be someone who rejects the yoke. In other words, he doesn't believe in Hashem. He doesn't believe that Hashem is the master and Hashem gives rules. He's rejecting Hashem himself.
This is a fake that, news. This is a fake guy, this rabbi. How could he be forgiven? Every Yom Kippur.
One second. That's not forgiven. And secondly, megale panim batorah. Someone who shows brazenness against the Torah. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin taught us. And an example of that was Menashe, who discounted Psukim because they didn't make sense to him. He said, like, why would the Torah say who the wife of Esav was? That's unnecessary. Moshe could not have written that. It's unnecessary. So someone who shows chutzpah, lack of respect to the Torah, he's not forgiven even with Yom Kippur. And thirdly, Mefer Bris Babasar, someone who reverses his Bris Milah. Either doesn't give himself a bris milah, or he pulls the skin down after he did the bris milah. Shem asa tshuva. For these three sins, if somebody did tshuva, then tshuva together with Yom Kippur mechaper can atone. Vim la, but for these three sins, if he didn't do tshuva, in Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur cannot atone.
Well, atone to the other sins, but not these three.
But not these three, that's right. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe, what's the source? Of Reb Yehuda Nasi, number one, that other sins get atoned for just by Yom Kippur itself, and that these three sins are different. The Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, it's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kidvar Hashem Bazav Es Mitzvaso Heifar, He Kares Ti Kares, Hanefesh Ahi Avonaba. So, the verse says, Kidvar Hashem Bazav, for He has disgraced, embarrassed, disrespected, the word of God. So the word of God, what was the commandment that we heard God himself tell us? I am Hashem your Lord, Anochi Hashem your Elokecha. So if he disrespects that, if he doesn't believe in God, that's Dvar Hashem Baza, Zeh HaPorek Ol. Dvar Hashem Baza, he desecrated the word of Hashem. Megala Panim BaTorah, that's also Megala Panim BaTorah, somebody who shows disrespect to the Torah, who doesn't accept it, it's all to be treated seriously and respectfully. He's Dvar Hashem Bazah. He's disrespecting the word of Hashem. Ves mitzvah so he fired. And the pasuk continues. And he violated the mitzvah. What do you mean, violated a mitzvah? His mitzvah. He violated his mitzvah. What's his mitzvah? Say, I'm Mefer. That's the violating of the bris basar. That's his mitzvah. It's only unique to you. It's on your skin. And he's violating bris milah. That's called your mitzvah. Because in the days of Avraham Avinu, it was the only mitzvah that we had. That's his mitzvah. Then the pasuk continues and says, He kares, and then again, Ti kares. Why does it repeat? He shall be cut off, he shall be cut off. It means like this, He kares, he shall be cut off, lifnei Yom HaKippur, before Yom Kippur. Ti kares, and he will be cut off. It's repeated again, even after Yom Kippur. So apparently these three sins, even after Yom Kippur, he's still going to be cut off. But all the other sins, Once there's Yom Kippur, he's not going to be cut off because Yom Kippur atones for them. Yachla afilu asa tshuva. Now maybe even if he does tshuva, he should still be getting cut off for these three sins. Tamalama, that's what the pasuk ended with. Avonaba. Her sin is in her. Lo amarte only said this rule. El bisman shavonaba. When her sin is still in her. But if she doesn't have the sin anymore because he already did tshuva, then Yom Kippur will wipe it out with the tshuva. That's the view of Rebbe. What did the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? Rabbanan will tell you, he kareis for these three sins, he'll be cut off, b'olam hazeh, in this world. And then it repeats, ti kareis, he shall be cut off a second time, even li'olam haba, that even in the next world, he'll be cut off. He won't get chiyas ha-mesim. He will not have a portion in the world to come for these three sins. Then why does it continue to say, avonaba, the sin is in him? Shimas ha-chubomes, that's only true that he won't get olam haba, if he didn't do tshuva, he still has the sin. But if he did tshuva and he dies, he doesn't have the sin. Then misum marekes, then the sin, then death purifies him, and he will get a portion in the world to come.
What are those three sins again, Rabbi?
Denying God,
yeah.
Disrespecting the Torah, and reversing bris milah.
Good.
Ask the Gemara. So again, how did we answer our Mishnah? We said our Mishnah says that for the goat offering, that's sent out to the wilderness, it wipes away all sins, deliberate and non-deliberate, light and severe. And I say, what are examples of light? Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Lo Taseh. What are examples of severe? Obligations of Kares. So we said, how could a light Avera, Mitzvah Saseh, get wiped away with the Sar Mishtaleach? What did he do? Did he do Tshuva? And it's already wiped away. If he didn't do Tshuva, how could the Sar Mishtaleach work? So he said, it's working according to Rebbe, without Tshuva. Asks the Gemara, "Mi matzis mukmas like Rebbe? Can you say that our Mishnah is following Rebbe?" Vami de sefer Rebbe Yehuda. The next part of the Mishnah, which has a whole discussion, who is included in Sar Mishnah Leach, whether Kohanim are part of it or Kohanim are not part of it. That's Rebbe Yehuda. So that means Reisha Nami Rebbe Yehuda. It means the beginning is also Rebbe Yehuda, and it's not Rebbe. How do we know that the end is Rebbe Yehuda? The Ketani Sefer says at the end, Echad Yisrael veEchad Kohan veEchad Kohan Mashuach. Yisraelim, Kohanim, and Kohen Gadol all get atonement through the Sayyar Mishtaleach. Omanisle Haisvara, who holds of this idea? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds this idea. So that Michlal, that means the Reish Rabbi Yehuda. That means that this is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said it's not a problem. We know that the Mishnayos were written down over many years. Different Tanaim wrote down their lessons. And then Rabbi Yehuda Anasi came and he edited it. And he compiled it. Very good. So I'm a Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef answered, this Mishnah is really Rabbi. It's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And he left certain things in it. Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about the question that the Kohanim are part of the Sar Mishtaleach, that they get atonement through the Sar Mishtaleach, and not only that they get atonement through the bull of the Kohen Gadol. Amle Abaye. Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef, who was his teacher, Davka Kamamar, are you being precise in saying that Rabbi Savalak Rabbi Yehuda? And it's all Rebbe, but Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Yehuda in regards to who's included in the Sar Mishtaleach. Av Rebbe Yehuda lo savor like Rebbe, but if it would have been Rebbe Yehuda, he doesn't necessarily agree with Rebbe that Yom Kippur creates atonement with Sar Mishtaleach for people who didn't do tshuva. Well, maybe what you mean to say is, maybe Rebbe savor like Rebbe Yehuda, since Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Av Rebbe Yehuda savor lanami ki Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda also holds like Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda himself holds that Yom Kippur creates atonement for people who didn't do tshuva. But you were, well, they were Rebbe and teacher. They were student and master. But Rebbe was the student. Maybe it's just the normal way that you were saying it. It's normal to say, remember the Talmud Tzavalei Kirabi. It's normal to say that Rebbe, who was the student, is following his teacher, Rabbi Yehuda. Not to say that Rabbi Yehuda, the teacher, agrees with the student, Rebbe. Amar Leis, he said to him, no. In fact, Dafka Kamina, I'm being precise in saying Rebbe, Savala Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe, who holds that Yom Kippur atones even without Tshuva, he's in our Mishnah, he's writing the Mishnah, and he's agreeing with Rebbe Yehuda that Kohanim get atonement through Sar Mishtaleach. Avo Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Kohanim get atonement through Sar Mishtaleach, lo Savala Rebbe. He does not agree with Rebbe. He believes that Yom Kippur does not create atonement without tshuva. He believes that you need tshuva to get atonement on Yom Kippur. How do I know that? The Tanya, for we learned in a sifra. Sifra is midrashei halacha, interpretations of psukim to derive halachos from them on the book of Vayikra. So we learned in the sifra, Yachli hei Yom Kippur mechaper al shavim v'sheinim shavim. Would Yom Kippur atone whether you do tshuva or not? V'dinu, and I could tell you that there's logic that you can't say that. If you bring karbanos, let's say a sin offering, an asham, a guilt offering, you get atonement. Yom Kippur gives atonement. A sin offering or a guilt offering needs tshuva. If you didn't do tshuva, it's evach rishayim toeva. Wouldn't get atonement. You have to do tshuva for it to work. So Yom Kippur also only creates atonement if you do tshuva. If you tell me malachatus v'asham, yeah, but a sin offerings, karbanos, they only work for mistakes. They don't work for mezid. But Yom Kippur is a stronger power. Yom Kippur can atone even for a deliberate sin. So therefore, you might say, since Yom Kippur atones even for a deliberate sin, it should even work if you didn't do tshuva. Talmud Lomar continues this sifra. That's why there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ach be'asar lachodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh Yom HaKippurim hu. Ach, just. Ach, right, like Izzy just said, rock only. Ach, only. Chilek, it is to divide it. To say it's different. To say that Yom Kippur creates atonement. But other days, Yom Kippur is different. That sometimes Yom Kippur itself doesn't create atonement. When would it not create atonement? It doesn't create atonement if you didn't do tshuva. Now, this is a brice on the sifra. Stam sifra money. When you have a brice on the sifra, without telling you who is it? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the author of most of the sifras. V'kamamar, what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? When does Yom Kippur atone? Shavim, if he did tshuva, because ach, it only atones some of the time. If he did tshuva, Yom Kippur atones. Lo shavim, if you don't do tshuva, lo. It doesn't atone. So that's why we can't say that. You can't say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi, because here we see basically a sifra, which is basically Rabbi Yehuda, saying explicitly, Yom Kippur only atones if there is tshuva. And that's not like Rabbi.
Rabbi, when did exactly Yom Kippur start? In the Jewish history? In the Sinai, what year was it that
yeah.
it started?
In the desert.
In the second year of desert, third year, what year did they started it, Yom Kippur?
Second year.
This is after the second Rochus got the first one got destroyed. Second one.
The second Rochus were brought on Yom Kippur.
So it was
Kippur.
An anniversary of the second. Every
yeah.
year they. Okay.
That's right.
That's where Yom Kippur is there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, once we've established Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Rabbi. V'rami stam sifra, stam sifra. We can ask a contradiction of one sifra against another sifra. The Tanya will learn a brisa. I might have thought, again, this is a sifra in the sifra, and the brisos of Vayikra. Maybe Yom HaKippurim would only atone Elim Kenis Anabo, only if a person fasted. V'karo Mikra Kodesh. And a person, davened on it. He said the brachos of Yom Kippur. V'loasabo Malacha. And he kept the laws. He didn't violate Yom Kippur. What happens if lo is anebo, if a person is not fasting? V'lo kara mikra kodesh, he's not davening on Yom Kippur, he's not reading the brachos of Yom Kippur. V'asabo malacha, or he does malacha on Yom Kippur. Minayin, how do we know that even so, Yom Kippur creates atonement? Tam aloma, that's what the pasuk says. Ach be'asor l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh Yom HaKippurim hu. It says Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippurim hu m'kol makom. Regardless of what you're doing, it's Yom Kippur. So now you see that you're not doing tshuva, he's sinning on Yom Kippur itself. So how could you say that Yom Kippur only works if he did tshuva? Here he's sinning the day of, and Yom Kippur is working. So Amar Abaye answered, Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Ha Rabbi, this that says that Yom Kippur works even if he's violating Yom Kippur, that's the view of Rabbi. The Braisa that said, the Sifra that said that you need to do tshuva, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, that was Rabbi's teacher. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi. He holds that Yom Kippur only works if you do tshuva. Rav Amarava gave a different resolution to this contradiction. Rava Rabbi, both are the view of Rabbi. Yom HaKippurim, according to Rabbi, creates atonement even without tshuva. Why the first brisa say that if he doesn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur won't create atonement. Umode Rebbe, Bekares Diyome. Rebbe, in the first brisa, saying that if he's violating Yom Kippur itself, then he would only get atonement if he did tshuva. Diilo Teimahachi, because if you're not going to say that in regards to violating Yom Kippur itself, it's different. And you're going to say that Yom Kippur itself always creates atonement. Kares Yom Kippurim LeRebbe, Lesley, then how would Rebbe ever have a person violating, getting kares for violating Yom Kippur? The day itself should create atonement. So the Gemara says, why do you think that's such a question? Alam alo. Rava, why is it? It's not such a question. I could have a case where, according to Rebbe, for violating Yom Kippur, you would get kares, even though Yom Kippur wipes away all sins, even without atonement, even without tshuva. Meshkach zlo kagon David b'leilayla. Let's say a person violates Yom Kippur at night.
Yeah.
And so he eats at night, or he does malacha at night. Umis, and then he died. He never had the day of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, the day to atone for him. Ella, so rather, says the Gemara, Ema, I'll tell you this way. Kares di Imamala Rabbi, Lesle. According to Rabbi, how would you ever have kares for the sins of violating Yom Kippur during the day? Because during the day itself is going to create an atonement, even without tshuva. So that's why, for the sins of Yom Kippur, Rebbe would agree you need to do tshuva. Well, this is still not a question. I could still come up with a scenario. Let's say he's eating meat on Yom Kippur, and the meat itself chokes him. Umis, and he dies from the choking, so he doesn't live at all after the eating. So he didn't have any Yom Kippur after the eating to wipe away the sin. Inam yotunavli, da'achal samach l'shkiya sachama. He ate on Yom Kippur right before the sunset. There was no time to experience Yom Kippur and have Yom Kippur wipe away the sin. So then Rebbe would agree that Yom Kippur would create a sin of kares. But maybe Rebbe holds in general that Yom Kippur itself creates atonement, even without tshuva, even for the sin of violating Yom Kippur. So that's why Rava's answer is not necessarily the right answer. The earlier answer is better. That one brisa is Rebbe. That's the brisa, the letter brisa that says you don't need tshuva. And the earlier brisa that says you need tshuva is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi.
So this korbanot on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, is very important then, Rabbi, that we do the chicken thing.
Kaparos, you mean?
The kaparos, yeah.
Why?
Between kaparos and the tshuva during Yom Kippur really cleans you up.
Right, kaparos is a minog. It's not in the halacha. It's not in the Gemara. It's a custom. No, it's a custom to remember, like the Sar Mishtaleach, but it's not. It's not a real karban. Okay, the Mishnah then goes on to have a discussion: how Kohanim get atonement. So the first point of the Mishnah was Echad Yisrael veEchad Kohanim veEchad Kohen Mashuach, Yisraelim, Kohanim, and a Kohen Gadol all get atonement through the Soyer Mishtaleach. One second. Hagufa Kasha. There's a contradiction here. Katani, it said, Echad Yisrael, Vechad Kohanim, Vechad Kohen Mashuach. It sounds like Yisraelim, Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol. There's no difference between them. But then Hadar Tani, then the Mishnah goes on to say, what's that? We're at the two dots. One second. Vahadar Tani, but then it says, Ma ben Yisrael l'kohanim l'kohen Mashuach. What's the difference between the Yisraelim and the Kohanim? And the Mishnah ended off by saying that the Yisraelim, their kapara is through the goat. That's part of the Musaf. Whereas the Kohanim, they get atonement through the par, through the bull, for the sin of defiling the temple. So I'm Rav Yehuda explain. Okay, come, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach, Yisraelim, Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, Neskapim, Besar, Mishtaleach, they're all part of the goat sent to the wilderness, Bishar Averos, and all their sins get wiped away through that. Most of the sins, I should say. However, Vein Chiluk Beinim, in regards to most sins, there's no difference between Kohanim and Yisraelim. Ma ben Yisrael, Kohanim l'Kohen Mashuach. Where is there a difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim? It's in regards to defiling the temple. Shapar mechap al Kohanim al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. For Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol, they get atonement with the bull for the defiling of the temple. Whereas the goat that goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim creates atonement for the Jews for defiling the temple. If they didn't know before, they knew, I'm sorry, if they knew before, they went, then they forgot, they went in, and they haven't yet known after. Umani, now who is this Mishnah? It is Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that? Titanu linton a brisa. It says in regards to the bull of Yom Kippur, v'chipres mikdash hakodesh v'sol mo'ed, v'sem izbeach yichaper, v'al kohanim, v'al kol ama kohol yichaper. So v'chipres mikdash hakodesh, it'll atone for the insides. That's a reference to the five lifnim. That's referring to defiling in the holiest of holies. So if a Kohen had gone into the holiest of holies, and while impure, he gets atonement through this bull. S-O-L Moed. Then when it goes on to say the tent of meetings, a Heichal. That's to create atonement for defiling the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach Kimashmo. That's to refer to anyone who offers Ketores in the Mizbeach HaPnimi while he's impure. Yechaper, he will atone. Elu Azaros. That's referring to defiling the courtyards of the temple. So all these situations where there is a defiling of impurity, whether it's the courtyards or the building or the Mizbeach or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kohanim get atonement through the bull, and Yisraelim get atonement through the Sa'ir LaHashem, the goat that goes for Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then it goes on and says, Kohanim, Kimashma'an, that's referring to the Kohanim, Amakahol, the nation of the group, Eli Yisrael. Yechaper, he will atone, Eilo Leviim, even for the Leviim. So, Hushvu Kulon Lekapara Achas, Shemeskaprin, Besar Mishtaleach, Beshar Averis, Yerubi Huda. When the Pasuk ends off by saying, Amakahol, Kohanim, Amakahol, Yechaper, that's saying that all three groups, Leviim, Kohanim, and Yisraelim, are the same in regards to one thing, and what? In regards to other sins, and the goat sent to the wilderness. So, sins other than contaminating the temple, everybody gets atonement with the goat sent to the wilderness. Sins of contaminating the temple, Kohanim get atonement through the bull, and Yisraelim get atonement through the goat that goes Lashem. Rabbi Shimon says, that's Rabbi Yehuda's view. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem Shadam Sayer Nasim Bifni Mechapra Yisrael Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, just like the goat that goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim is atoning for Yisraelim, for defiling the temple. So too, the blood of the par, the blood of the bull, is machaper al kohanim, ultimus mikdash v'kadashim. That's atoning for the kohanim, for defiling the temple. And just like the vidui recited on the goat sent to the wilderness, atones for Yisraelim for other sins, it doesn't work for the kohanim. Kach vidui shel par, the vidui, the confession said over the bull, Machaper al Kohanim Bashar Averos, is what atones for the Kohanim for all of their sins. And that's what we have in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon, Havadai Hushvu, but the Pasuk equates Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. According to you, they're not equated. They're not all part of the Sar Mishtaleach. So in what way are they all together? So my answer is, my Hushvu, in what way are they all equated? Dibnei Kapara Ninu. That they all get kapara. You call chad v'chad v'chad b'dinavshe. But each one gets kapara separately. Kohanim get kapara for their sins, their general sins, through the par. And Yisraelim and Leviim get kapara, get atonement through the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon who divides Kohanim from the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach? Dichsiv, because it says in regards to the goats of Yom Kippur, v'lokach v'shnei asirim, and he will take the two goats. Take the two goats, implying that the two are the same. That means that the goat sent to the wilderness is equated to the goat that goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim. So just like the goat that goes inside only works for Yisraelim, because it says, Asher La'am, it's for the nation, not for the Kohanim. Avsar Mishtaleach, so to the goat that's going sent to the wilderness. Eino Machaper La'Kohanim B'Shar Averos, it's not working for the Kohanim. It's only working La'am, it's only working for the Yisraelim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar L'cha, now what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do? Because he claims that everybody is included in the Sar Mishtaleach for other sins. So So he'll tell you, Lahaki Iskush, and this way the Sayer Lashem is compared to the Sayer Lazazel. Not that they both work only for Yisraelim, but that the two goats, Yishavim Bemara, the two goats have to be equal in appearance, in coma and in height, Vidam Mudasa, and they have to have the same value. So that's why their two are compared, but they're not that they are compared in regards to they're both working for Yisraelim only.
What
are they doing with the Levim? Why not the Kohanim and Sha'aram, including the Levim? What's happening to the Levim? It's another group. The Levim are another group. Says the Gemara, who's the source of this Braisa? The Braisa says, V'shachar asher la'am. The verse says, and he will slaughter the goat, which is a chatas for the nation. Why for the nation? That's to say, Sha'ina Kohanim is kaprim bo. The Kohanim do not get this atonement. Uvama miskaprim, where do they get atonement? Beparashal Aaron, in the bull of Aaron. Yachol lo yiskapru beparashal Aaron. Maybe they shouldn't get atonement with the bull. Sharek far namar, because it says that it's Aaron, it's asher lo. So, umahat elem kapara. So then what are we going to say? They're not going to have any kapara? Yeshua, when it says, v'chiper es mikta shakodesh, v'zom wed, v'es mizbeach yichaper, v'ala kohan, v'al kolam hakol yichaper, matzim lem kapara. They do have kapara. So by my miskapim, so where are they getting kapara? Mutav sheiskapim parashal Aaron. Makes sense that they should be part of the bull of Aaron. Shabbi hutam miklalu etzel beiso, because the bull of Aaron is not just for himself; it's also for his family. So it's for all the kohanim. Vayiskapim b'sar nasa b'fnim, but it doesn't make sense that they should be getting kapara in the sar l'Hashem. Shlo hutam miklalu etzel beiso, that that's not for the family of the kohen gadol. And if you want to say, you still ask questions on this. Where the pasuk says, "Beis Aaron baruchu es Hashem, Beis Levi baruchu es Hashem, Yireh Hashem baruchu es Hashem." So you see that the Kohanim are called Beis Aaron, so therefore they are included in the par of Aaron. So man Tana, who is this Tana? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll continue here. Is Rakhashem tomorrow.